Alex Evans with Wolf Alice ahead of the Pontypridd show at the Muni Arts Centre. So I've got a couple of questions for you guys. First one's, how's the tour going so far?
Yeah, it's been really good. We just had a little day off yesterday, which is quite nice, quite a strange hotel. But before that, we've been to Scotland and done Derby, and we've done
Middlesbrough,
yeah, so it's been really good.
Cool, brilliant. One thing I noticed that you'd play gigs in like the US and Japan, and you're going to do some more later. Is it like a massively different experience to playing gigs here?
Japan's quite different. Japan's a little bit of a different kettle of fish, so to speak. They're very, on the whole, well, our experience is that they've been very, very polite, not too noisy. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. Still very good, though.
Yeah, it's. I remember being really moved at one of our shows in Japan, because, like, it's quite, I think it's just quite a different experience for a lot of people in Japanese culture to go to, like, shows with, like, moshing and stuff like that. And there was at the show we did in Tokyo. I don't know, I just felt really, like, it was just, I don't know if it's just sound patronizing, but it was already, like, sweet, and it was, like, a different experience. Yeah. So, yeah, it is different. Americans are just nuts, so that's always a good laugh as well.
Yeah, and do you enjoy these like smaller sort of intimate gigs as opposed to like the sort of like festivals you've been doing?
Love them. I think they're great, the small shows, isn't they? Yeah, you know, to get up in people's faces and have a little room that's kind of, you feel like the floor's going to break at any point.
I mean, this is quite a big venue. We all walked in, we're like, this is massive. We in our head, I think we were going to do like a couple of weeks playing pubs. But the Middlesbrough one was genuinely like a working man's club, top half of one. Yeah. That was really... just like, yeah, close and fun.
Cool. And one thing was that your last tour was like filmed as part of Michael Winterbottom's film. Like, was that like a really like strange experience, or did it add like much extra work or stress onto the whole thing? Or...
it's quite funny. I always find it quite nice to have lots of people around on tour.
I know.
But it just so happened that those
cameras.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but they all had cameras in there. So yeah, maybe it wasn't ideal. It was a laugh. It was fun. It was. I don't know, you kind of got more relaxed towards the end, as you kind of would expect, really. In the beginning, you were very aware that there was a camera around.
It wasn't long enough, was it, really, for it to, like, ever get normal. You know, like, we saw them for bits and bobs, and a month isn't... for people that aren't used to being filmed, you just never really truly feel comfortable. And the whole point of it was just to get us in our, like, comfortable surrounding, whatever, you know. It was just, like, the whole time, it was like, oof, I'm sitting so weird, and... do I have any double chin?
Yeah, and was that like, did it sort of make it, did it like change your performance anyway, knowing that like as soon as you came off you'd be filmed or anything, just same as normal?
Same old half job or fellas. Half-assed attempt at a gig.
Yeah.
Well, funny you should say that. My next question was like, what's the defining aspect of like a Wolf Alice concert? Like, what will people remember after they've seen you?
Drums. I don't know, hey, hopefully, like, we've all gone to live music all our lives, and they, like, performances have really resonated with us in the past, and it'd be amazing if people walk away having an experience like the ones we probably had. Yeah. Quite a lot of kids have, like, all growing up now, some of them, see them quite a bit, and one of the girls at that Middlesbrough gig, she's like, I'm going to uni now. I remember she, like, snuck into the gig the first time because she wasn't old enough. So it's quite cool.
Cool. And like, how important do you feel like, I know you've got quite a political side to your band in some cases, how important do you think that is as like as part of your identity as a band?
I don't know, I think it's an important part of us as individuals. And we're very lucky that we all kind of share a similar, apart from Joel, who's a big UKIP supporter. You know, we all share a similar, he's not a UKIP supporter, share a similar kind of world view, really. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know how important it is for us, a band as a whole, but for all of us collectively as individuals, I know it might sound like a bit of a contradiction, but...
yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. Mm. It is. It's just the fact that all four of us have the same beliefs and we have this platform that's given to us to say something and, yeah, chosen to be vocal about it.
Cool. What would you say was, like, the best part of being, like, part of Wolf Alice? Is it, like, the touring, or is it, like, being able to go out and perform, or is it, like, the songs or anything like that?
There's been so many different bits, isn't there? I think we got to. For me, I guess going to places that I've always dreamt of going, and like Japan, like you were saying earlier, and going to America and stuff. You know, touring sometimes is like, some days you wake up and it's the worst thing. Sometimes it's the best thing. Cool. I feel that's really great.
And then the last thing, is there like anything in particular you want to say to like students that are listening about, I don't know, like anything really?
Don't vote for UKIP. Fucking scumbags.
Brilliant. Okay, yeah, thanks so much, guys.
No worries.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, brothers.
Nice one, boys.